All right, I will say good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up on page Kuf Pei Vav. So these should still be covered by the pages that I WhatsApped out a few days ago, end of last week. Page Kuf Pei Vav. So remember, again, we're still in chapter 19, a discussion regarding the different aspects of Chassidus, the different behaviors ultimately associated with Chassidus. So we left off in the middle of the page. Hine ikar hayira hi yiras hamus. Remember again that now we're into the aspect of what we'll call actional Chassidus, which means that a Chassid acts and behaves in a certain way. So we discussed, in our last year, we discussed ultimately again yira, and we're continuing to focus on this concept of yira. Specifically, what does it mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a sense of yira? So the Ramchal writes, he says, Hine ikar hayira hi, the ikar of yira is yiras haromus. Well, so we spoke about this in one of our last shiurim, the concept that although we normally translate yira as fear, the better word for yira is reverence. Yiras haromimus. A recognition, a feeling of reverence towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shitzarecha adam lachshuv. So we'll say a person should think to himself, ba'odom espalel osa mitzvah, when he's davening or doing a mitzvah, ki lifnei melech malchei hamlochim hu mispalel, o osa mitzvah hu. That a person should always contemplate and think, when he does a mitzvah, or when he davens, that he's performing this mitzvah, or he is davening, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Tana says in Brachas. Kishe atam ispala. When you daven, da lifnei mi atam ispala. Know before whom you daven. So we'll say. So this is what the Bala Tanya discusses this as well, and essentially he calls it God awareness. God awareness. To live life with the sense of the fact that you live in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, see, remember again, there's the famous Mishnah Berurah. I say famous because it's one of the first ones, so it's usually ones that most of us end up seeing. Right? So he says something so beautiful. He says, when a person lives with God awareness, it changes everything. Well, see, any time that you know that you're doing something in the presence of someone else, right? Again, forget about God for just a moment. You know that someone else is watching. You act differently. You talk differently. You dress differently. Masha Inke, when you think that you're by yourself, your standard of behavior is different. So Kavachomer, all the more so, if I recognize that I'm living my life in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything I do, everything I say, the way I behave, the way I conduct myself, is all seen by God. By definition, that changes things. That just changes things. Remember, again, here, Ramchal is focusing on this concept, even in a more constricted fashion, namely the idea being that at least when I daven, here's the crazy part. Sometimes when we daven, we forget that we're in the presence of God. And I know when we say that, it sounds crazy. How can I forget that I'm in the presence of God when I daven? Who else am I davening to? So of course, I'm not davening to any other God. I'm only davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be it for whatever the reason, sometimes we lose that awareness. Or when we perform mitzvos. Right? When I perform mitzvos, so do I recognize that I'm performing a mitzvah in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Anything and everything that I'm doing. So therefore, says the Ramchal, what Yira means is, Yira doesn't mean fear. Yira means reverence. And how does reverence manifest itself? It manifests itself in the form of acute God awareness. I have an awareness that everything I am doing is in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on. Person has to really look at and contemplate three things in an in-depth fashion in order that ultimately he will get to this level of God awareness reverence. What are they? We'll say that a person should recognize that the notion that we stand before God is not figurative, it's not metaphorical, it is literal. It is literal. We actively stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nosei, v'nosei imo. And when I daven, I'm literally conversing with the divine. Afa pi she'in eno she'adam ro'eu. And this is true even of what? Even though, again, I don't see God, I don't perceive God, there's no tangibility associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, that doesn't make it any less true. We'll say, isn't it interesting that the way we normally operate as physical beings is, if I could see it and perceive it, then it's true. But if I can't, then at the end of the day, it can't be true. Well, that might be true in other areas of life, but Lamaisa, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I can't see him or perceive him or touch him, maybe I could perceive him, but you know, I can't see him. The reality is, everything I'm doing is in his presence. I stand before him. I converse with him. V'tira, Kizel Hayose Kasher, She Yitztayer Beleif HaAdam Tzior Amiti. And what says Ranchal, this is one of the most difficult things for people to imagine. She Yitztayer, remember again, is like to construct an image, right? This is one of the most difficult aspects to construct an image about in life, to actually perceive that I'm living in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yan Eina Chush Ozer Lazek Klal. Why is that? Because ultimately my senses can't help with this. Right? So we'll say the ability to come to a realization that I stand in the presence of God, and that literally I speak to God, I interact with God, to live with God awareness, requires almost a different dimension of imagination. Right? What does that mean? How do I conjure that up? We'll say, just to show you how difficult that is, so understand that in the times, and right, when Klal Yisrael left, Mitzrayim, there are a number of amazing miracles that happened. But I've often thought that two of the most amazing things is that the Gemara says that by Yam Suf, right, by the splitting of the Red Sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Klal Yisrael, Kegibor, like a young, valiant soldier. And interestingly enough, at Har Sinai, he appeared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a wizened old man. Which is dramatic on a variety of levels. But first of all, that God appeared in some visage of human form is quite dramatic. But also that his quote-unquote appearance changed so dramatically from a young, valiant warrior by the sea to a wise, old sage by Matan Torah. So if you wonder, like, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to do that? And I think what Ramchal is telling us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed Klal Yisrael to understand, to develop a God awareness. And the amazing part is, they just saw the Malchus, right? They just saw everything. But he needed them to develop a God awareness. And he also understood that their spiritually undeveloped minds could not conjure up this concept. And so what did he do? He gave them an image. He gave them an image. He gave them something that they could hold on to. Okay, so we don't have that. We don't get that. But just the fact that he gave it to them indicates to us how difficult, in fact, that process really is. But nevertheless, that's our avoda, to conjure up that image in our mind that allows me to live with this sense of God awareness. Amnam, top of Kuf Pei Zayin. Mishu bal zechel nochon. Kimat hisboninos osimas leiv. Yuchal kboa balibo amitas hadavar. Echu ba venose venosein mamish imo yisbarach. But someone who is what he calls a bal zechel nochon. It's an interesting notion. A bal zechel nochon. Someone who is an intelligent and in tune person, with a bit of his boninos, a bit of contemplation, a bit of attentiveness, can highlight the truthfulness of this concept. That ultimately, again, I speak with God, I live in the presence of God, I supplicate before God. Ne'itu mavakesh hu yisbarach shmo mazin lo. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to me, umakshav ledvarav, hears my words, kasheh darbet isharehu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu hears me, just as we hear each other now. So says Ramchal, although it would be wonderful perhaps to receive that image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the truth is one could reach this level of God awareness through cognition as well. But specifically says Ramchal, it only works with a level of his boninos. A person has to engage in introspective contemplation each and every day. And ponder this very point. I live in the presence of God. I have a relationship with God. I speak to God. God speaks to me. God is before me, and I am before God at all times. And if I reinforce and contemplate this point over and over and over, then it becomes my reality. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem Kuf Pei Zayin tomorrow.